India be a Hindu-only nation? South Sudan peace is far from reality. And a school in Colombia is giving more than an education. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University, Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. India's version of ISIS is advancing its agenda. Leaders of the world's largest democracy are openly pushing for a Hindu-only India. Noel Buchetti of Asian Access says their India director views it as a two-edged sword.
He's very alarmed on the one hand, but he sees a great opportunity on the other. He said the Christian leaders here in India are really slow to realize what's happening. On the other side, is he says, this is our time. God uses persecution where you get these determined Christians, focused Christians, unified Christians, and they get after it.
Buchetti shares more details at our website. For now, here are a couple of things you can do to help.
We need to pray for these guys for courage and wisdom. If your listeners are connected with ministries they trust in India, think about how you can support them. Do they need financial support? Do they need others to know about their cause?
Next, conflicts between the government and rebels in South Sudan continue. According to BBC, around 50,000 people have been killed, and many are doubting peace will ever be restored. But this past Christmas, children took a stand and shared the gospel. Kids Alive International says they organized a celebration and invited the whole community, including government officials. It united churches and gave people a new place to look for hope. Visit our website for more information. This is Mission Network News. While 2014 saw an increase in persecution against Christians, ministry to unreached people groups also grew. The reason? Groups like Send International being proactive in reaching out to those who have little or no access to the gospel. Director of Send International, Warren Jansen, says in 2014,
we saw a lot of advancement in terms of engaging unreached people. In Spain, in Central Asia, we've got new teams going into and engaging with Muslim people groups in each of those areas. We've expanded our Muslim outreach in Southeast Asia.
Send isn't stopping there, though. Partnership with indigenous groups will mobilize a diverse group of people for Christian outreach. Jansen says with escalating conflict and disruption predicted in 2015,
each of these kind of disruptions comes opportunity. When people are desperate and living with uncertainty, they are open to our help as well as the hope that is found in Jesus.
Your gift to Send right now will be matched. Meanwhile, sexual assault on college campuses is a growing problem in the United States, but InterVarsity Christian Fellowship is part of the solution. Greek InterVarsity staff and students are sharing the gospel with those affected to provide comfort and hope for healing. One student's working with a rape recovery center to raise awareness, and it's not only impacting the whole community, but the whole country. Want more information? See the rest of the story at our website. And what do you do with your old prescription glasses? Well, don't throw them away. Rody Rodehaver of International Needs Network shares a bit about students in Colombia who could use them.
A high percentage of these children would never get an education were it not for the Rose of Sharon School, which is a from kindergarten through high school Christian education.
Just like education, these kids rarely have a chance to see a doctor. That's why IN Network is sending a medical missions team in at the end of January.
Our goal is to see about 2,500 people. We will have doctors, and dentists, optometrists, nurses, and lots of helpers to take care of these children and their family.
Visit our website for the address to donate your old glasses. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Keep track of your busy schedule and pray for people around the world, too. To get your copy of the Vision Beyond Borders Picture Prayer Calendar, call 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also go online at missionnetworknews.org and click on the calendar link. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.